Hi, honey. Sorry I'm late. Hello. Who is your lovely blonde friend here? Oh, well. Thank you for keeping him company for me. Can't believe how late I am. Would you mind if I take that seat from you? Thank you. Are you okay? Well, sorry for startling you, but you desperately looked like you needed saving from that woman. I thought she was going to sink her talons in you. You're welcome. And you could buy me a drink if you I see your point, but in all fairness, I didn't ask if you drank. I asked you to buy me one. Or shall I ask that blonde temptress to come back? I know gentlemen prefer blondes. Not you. Ah. Well, lucky me. I'll just have a tonic with lime, please. What's that? Oh, I do drink, but it just doesn't sound good tonight. I have a busy day tomorrow. Want to feel fresh in the AM. Ah, oh, thank you. So, are you here alone or expecting someone? Oh, a date or? Oh, your colleague is standing you up. How late are they? I see. Well, wasn't really any traffic getting here. I hope they're all right. Do you feel like company or shall I leave you to your soda there? All right. You like my choker? Thank you. It is a sapphire, yes. It matches my eyes. Lovely of you to say. So, do you live here or are you traveling? No, I'm just here for the night. I have a meeting first thing in the morning and then I'm out. I'm sorry, what did you ask? You asked what I do? So I'm so sorry. You're very handsome, by the way. And also, I couldn't help but notice you look a bit tense in your tie. May I help you loosen it? Just a bit? Seriously, it looks like it's choking you. Here. There we go. Much better. Oh, at least you look like you can breathe now. Let me guess. Work stress. Something like that. Well, you know, having a drink might help you. Or, oh, just, this is all quite convenient, isn't it? a hotel bar, you being here alone, me being here alone, me saving you from evil temptress, me not wanting to be alone, you feeling a bit stressed. I just thought, perhaps we could go up to my room, help each other out. I don't know your name. Well, it's because I'm not interested in your name. I'm interested in this. Handsome and a good kisser. You're quite the package. So, what do you say? Doesn't look like your colleague is going to show being this late. And I'm offering you a night of delicious anonymous sex without any attachments or messy goodbyes necessary. Oh, I promise you it will be a night you will never forget. And I have no doubt that you will give me exactly what I want. Shall we then? Let's go. I'm sorry? What did you say? What's the rush to leave? I'm not in a rush to leave. I am in a rush to... well... well, I apologize if I was being too forward. It's really not how I am. I've never actually hit on a man before, to be honest. And now I know why. Apparently I'm terrible at it. Oh... No, you don't have to say that. I think I just, I felt like we had a bit of chemistry. And you are a very handsome man. I just got caught up in the moment is all. Just trying to be something I'm not, which never works. So please accept my apology. I'll leave you be. Good night. Who is it? What? Oh, it's you. How did you know which route? Oh, that's where my key went. I had to go to the front desk to get a new one. Must have dropped out of my purse when I left the bar. I did leave quite hastily. I handle embarrassment as well as I hit on men, apparently. Well, thank you for bringing me my key. I just made myself a cup of tea. Thought I'd relax a bit before I go to sleep. Do I want company? You want to come in? Oh. Sure. Actually, can you wait out there just a moment? I just want to tidy up my room before you come in. It will only take a moment. Thanks. Okay, come on in. Can I offer you a cup of tea, or... All right, tea it is. And please, have a seat while I make it for you. And I'm sorry, there's only a bed to sit on. It's quite a small room. Hmm? Where's my suitcase? Oh, I just have that overnight bag there, since it's just one night. I travel quite a bit, one night at a time, so I pack very light. Here you go. You're very welcome. Hmm? I've gone shy on you. Oh, I'm sorry about that. I just... To be quite honest, I'm a little surprised you're here. Besides giving me back my key, which thank you for, but... I didn't really think you'd want to come in after what happened at the bar. Sure, yeah. It does make sense. Oh, no, you don't need to apologize. I do wonder what happened to him, your colleague. Well, that's a relief. I do so appreciate you explaining. I was feeling quite stupid when I rushed out of there. I thought I was making a fool of myself. You what? You think I'm quite sexy? Oh, you are so quite the kisser. No. Shh. Don't tell me your name. No. So much sexier like this. Right? Ah, oh, this is more like it. So, tell me, handsome. Anything you've ever wanted to try but never had the opportunity? Yes, actually. I'm just saying now might be your chance. I'm a pretty open girl. Oh, I like that. Me? There is, but I don't think it's really something you'd be up for. No, not that you're not open-minded, just... Nah, I don't want to scare you. Well, I've always had this fantasy of tying a man up and just having my way with him. Doing anything I pleased without worry or judgment. It's kind of part of why the anonymity of this is just so deliciously sexy to me. You'd be up for that? You would? Seriously? All right then. Let's get you out of those clothes, handsome. Take that shirt off. Let's get that belt off of you. And get those trousers off. Oh, you are so deliciously sexy. And this belt might come in handy to tie you up with. Mind if I borrow it? Thank you. Lie back on the bed there. Lift your arms up over your head for me. We'll just loop it right through here. There we go. Nice and tight. Oh, you are quite the gift tied up like this. And it's making me so wet. Oh, and you are so big and hard. Your cock is gorgeous. And your balls are perfect. Mind if I have a taste? Let me taste those balls. Oh, I want this big cock inside of me. But first, how about I get out of my clothes? Yeah? I thought you might. I have to say, I've not done a striptease for a man before. Do you like what you see? So do I. You like my sheer knickers? Well then, tell you what. Let's just put them right in there, in this luscious mouth of yours. A little something for you to remember me by. Though, something tells me you won't ever forget me. Now, where was I? Oh, yes. Oh, I want to ride that gorgeous dick. Oh. you are all mine, baby. And I've got you right where I want you. Oh, fuck yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm going to turn around here. I want you to have the perfect view of your big cock stretching my tight little pussy. Would you like that? All right. I see you nodding quite fervently there. God, I love this big cock. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, you feel so good. Oh, I love fucking you like this. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, lift those hips. Oh, God. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, just like that. Just like that. Oh, don't stop. Oh, you fuck me, skid. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck. I want you to come with me, baby. I want to feel that beautiful dick shoot its hot load deep inside of me. Oh, I want your cum. Give me that cum, daddy. Give me that cum. Oh, yeah. Oh, thank you, handsome. Oh, you're too sexy for me to take my knickers out. No, I like them in your mouth. I'm not quite done with you being tied up like this. I'm sorry, handsome. I can't understand you with my knickers in your mouth. I am just looking for this beautiful little flash drive you were supposed to give to your colleague. Who, by the way, is in the trunk of your car. Oh, no need to scream. He's fine. And besides, no one can hear you. I told the front desk I needed quiet when I checked in, and they said no one else is on this end of the hall. I even gave him a sip of water before I shut it. I'm sure you'll see him again soon. Although, both of you are quite tied up at the moment. Sorry, I couldn't resist. Ah, well, thank you for the delicious fuck. You can keep those knickers. Consider it a gift from me to you. A little something to remember me by. That was fun. And you are such a gorgeous sight tied up with your own belt. They're going to love that one. Thank you for that, by the way. It made it so much easier not having to use cuffs. Bye, handsome. Mwah.